Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all. Today we will be talking about renewing your mind. Our scripture reference will be Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. And it reads as follows. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise be to God. You see, Christians, once we have received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we at that point have two natures, one that being of the flesh and the new nature of the Spirit. And the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. So you see, there is a major battle going on between the flesh and the Spirit, and they don't like each other. You know, the old adage, oil and water don't mix, and the flesh and the Spirit doesn't mix as well. Now, what are we supposed to do now that we have this war going on? Well, it starts with renewing our mind. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are no more in bondage to sin. Before we accepted Jesus, we were in bondage. We had no way to conquer sin. But now we have the choice to say no to sin. And the bottom line, folks, is whatever you feed the most, that's the one you will serve. If you feed the flesh by doing worldly and earthly things that's not of God, that is feeding the flesh. Watching TV all the time, listening to bad music, using profanity, and a whole slew of other things. But if we do those things after the Spirit, by showing love, having forgiveness, having peace in our hearts, these things are of the Spirit. And that's how we can tell which one we're following. You know, Galatians actually breaks them down for you even better. It lists all these things of the spirit, of the flesh. Listen to this. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. That means many. It says, which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such as like as I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So you see, the flesh brings a lot of baggage. And the Bible tells us if we walk in the flesh, we will not fulfill the Spirit. Now the Bible tells us the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and the lust. Dear Christian, there's a major battle going on. And the only way to win this battle is to walk in the Spirit. As Galatians listed all those fruits of the Spirit, what you need to do is get yourself into God's Word. And not only get yourself in God's Word, you need to exercise God's Word. So many a time we read God's Word, but we never exercise it. As the scripture says, not just being a hearer of God's Word, but a doer as well. Feed the Spirit, and ye will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now be encouraged, Christian.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.